98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, the Bodines with Only Love. And Donovan Frankenreiter, who I believe used to be a monster, and that was called Free. And right now it's 9:06, and joining us in the studio from the Santa Fe Reporter, the editor, Alexa Schertzinger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here I am.
Bright and early.
Yes.
I don't want to say bushy-tailed, because that's TMI.
Yeah. No one needs to know about my tail.
Okay, anyway, this issue of the Reporter, the cover story is about Ghost Ranch. D.H. Lawrence Ranch rises from the ashes.
It's actually not about Ghost Ranch. We sort of used a play on words. It's about the D.H. Lawrence Ranch, which is up in Taos. But
that kind of threw me off.
I know. I think it tricked a few people.
But it's like, I know I'm bad with geography, but that's usually pertaining to the rest of the world.
Right.
So what's it about?
Oh, it's about UNM owns the old D.H. Lawrence Ranch. D.H. Lawrence, of course, is the famous writer from Britain who wrote about lots of sexy things back in the day when it was kind of taboo. And so they're slowly kind of reopening it to the public. So this writer who works at UNM actually got to go on a tour, and so he kind of describes what it looks like.
I bet it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very rustic, you know, like kind of these British people would come over to New Mexico and be like, now we're roughing it, you know?
Yeah, it is roughing it, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, I was happy to see, very timely, because the governor, wonder if that was a premonition, Mayor Koss made the announcement along with Patty Boucher about gay marriage being legal in New Mexico.
That definitely was not the governor.
No, that was definitely not the governor. But maybe it might be one day. Who could say?
That would be cool.
And you know that this story has gone all over the world because a friend of mine that lives in England posted on Facebook from the Huffington Post and quoting Mayor Koss talking about his daughter and all of this stuff. I just think that that's fantastic.
It's really great. I'm kind of surprised it took this long, but I hadn't actually thought about it until they came out and said, you know, it should be legal here. So
it seems like the scale has really tipped about beliefs, even in the South, about this.
Yeah.
They did a poll just the other day. And then next week, the Supreme Court's going to
hear about Prop 8 and all that stuff. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It will, yeah.
And tell me the story about the guns in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. We got data for all the concealed carry permits. So New Mexico, some states tell you who exactly owns a concealed carry license. New Mexico does not give you that information. So, honey, I don't actually know if you're carrying a gun right now or not.
I am packing him. And I'm happy to see you. So it breaks down. How did you do this? How did you find that information?
We found out the numbers by county and also by zip code, but that proved to be a little too much information to break down into a map. So we mapped it by county. Santa Fe, as you might expect, is near the lower end with about one concealed carry permit per 100 people. But then there's Harding County, which is northeast New Mexico, which has 5 permits per 100 people, which is kind of a lot. You know,
that is a lot.
We have it all mapped out by county and by state. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And then I was looking at the calendar, what's going on, and a very striking picture of Johnny the Barber.
Yes, he's so dapper, isn't he?
He really is. I love his outfit. And those eyes are very, very psychotic looking. I don't know what I'm saying. No, I know him. He's a nice guy. I like him. So what is he having, an art show or something?
Yeah, he's having an art show for all his clients, like people who get their hair cut there.
That is really interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a cool idea.
It is.
I'm into it. And then we also have a pick for the Lesberados comedy show, which I think sounds really cool.
Oh, I know I'm going to be talking to one of the comedians tomorrow morning. Yes, that ought to be interesting because they're going to be in town, and that's going to be at the Lodge Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we're going to be speaking with Mimi Gonzalez tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. So you have to check that out. That ought to be interesting and funny.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for the music, you've got Lauren has written about house shows.
Yeah. Kind of a cool deal.
I guess that's the new thing now.
Yeah. We also have a piece on Jewish food. L'chaim.
Back at you.
It's kind of an interesting issue this week.
Now, is there a place? Is that the name of a restaurant? Or is that just, you know, a Jewish saying?
No, we actually had one at sent one of our interns to Chabad Santa Fe, and she had dinner with the rabbi. And,
oh, okay.
You know, kind of went into all that.
Did she like the food?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a Jewish mother. They make great food.
Oh, I know. Kruplach.
Yeah.
And then what else? What else is going on?
That's pretty much it. If you want anything else, you're going to have to move to Albuquerque. No, I'm just kidding.
That's so true. Well, you can find out everything that's going on around Santa Fe by checking out this week's Santa Fe Reporter and
online at sfreporter.com, Facebook and Twitter.
So we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you.